Talk Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cloud. Wow, I have a lot to talk about. So let's be honest. I have to edit this, let's be honest, three times. And so I say to myself, what am I going to talk about from the heart? I want y'all to get to know me as if we were having a conversation. Because guess what? My life story and you guys' life story isn't the same. And that's why I admire Donald Trump for taking his time out to acknowledge that I acknowledge him as a family man. As a businessman, as a he's a enterpriser. He's beyond an entrepreneur. And some people can be jealous. Like, I wanted to outline what I feel from the heart that I wanted to talk about. And before I do that, I will end it here for a quick second and get off of LinkedIn. If you want to follow me, you guys, follow me at the Zoom meeting. BBS Radio is streaming all around. So yes, give me a second. Okay, let me get off of YouTube too. Follow me if you're on my YouTube channel. On BBS Radio, or follow me on Facebook, however you want to do it. Okay, cool. So, like I said, I wanted to give a big shout out to some people, and then I'll get into a segment of what I want to talk about. I have less than 55 minutes. So let's get started. I'm gonna give a big shout out and then I'm gonna address, like I told Mr. Newsom, what I went through in Santa Maria, California. My story. But first, we gotta give a big shout out. I wish I had some music. First, I already gave a special shout out to Donald Trump. I tried to put some clapping noise on there through my Podbean, but it wouldn't even work. I tried to give a shout out to Mr. Donald Newsom, and I couldn't even give a proper shout out to him. I'm like, clap, clap. And it, I have everything plugged in the correct way. Everything is looking nice. It's just, so many other elements, maybe too many computers are streaming, but never mind that. I try to do my best with the equipment and what I have. And I'm thankful to be on all y'all platforms. So let's get that out the way. Big shout out to BBS for rocking it. Big shout out to BBS for always being nice and polite. Big shout out to Donald Newsom. Big shout out to your brother. Big shout out to everyone on the team. I hope to work with you indefinitely. I hope to work with you, period, like forever. I don't want to, I want to, even though you are a superior radio syndicated broadcast station, I would like to hopefully maybe be one day someone who enlightens you about a suggestion or something with no monetary gain, just education. I hope one day I can learn and branch under you. And that's what I wanted to say. So with Donald Trump, you have authority titans. And with authority titans, you got Dylan Kebo. And so Dylan Kebo is an authority titans. You guys too are wonderful people. Thank you so very much. Like, I was such, like, so cranky. I was so cranky. Like, and depressed, not depressed as a normal life. And this is what I mean by the DSM-6. Let me get it on record what I mean by my depressive symptoms. They are an onset of inflicting violent, nonviolent, but mental. If you inflict mental on somebody, right? I went to school and got my bachelor's in psychology, but if you inflict on their psyche mentally by putting in, like, who can orchestrate that? I mean, what did they say about the crack pandemic? They said somebody that was they allegedly, and I don't believe, or I do believe, I'll never say it on here. I just want to make that clear. But the crack pandemic and the red dots in the televisions are cameras, but the crack pandemic was brought to and orchestrated by our President Bush. That's what they say. It's in documentaries. Look it up. So I'm like, whoever is orchestrating this has to have the power and trickle down to orchestrate me having mental breakdowns. And the way to control somebody like me would have been to keep me drugged. That isn't that what they do to patients, and they get so much in their threshold to drugs get so embedded in their bodies that they really do develop those symptoms. So big shout out to Dylan. Sky News. I like how sometimes when I come up with new information that y'all didn't get, y'all kind of like throw it in there, but kind of remix it so I couldn't go back and say, hey, that's my stuff, but that is my stuff. Like one instance, our President Biden what was he doing? He was rubbing on a young black girl's shoulder, and he said he loved it when roaches rub up and down his leg. And I'm like, what does that mean? And all while the girl is like, the girl, let me see how I look doing it. This is what Sky News played after I played it. So the girl is like, he's just like, and she's like, and I'm like, yeah, I feel that way too. It's awkward. Have you ever been in an awkward situation? Have you ever been in an awkward situation? Like, seriously, the situation is so funny. We all been in awkward situations, but to put a child, how is she? Okay, let's break it down for those people who don't understand what I'm saying. How would you feel at 6 or 7 if a man that you don't know, you don't understand politics, you don't even know why you're there, your school got chosen, and you're just sitting there, standing there, an African American girl in the front. And then you get touched. That's what happened. You got touched on, and then you felt awkward, and then you were a roach. I'm taking up for all those young girls. I'm taking up for all those young black girls, young black, white women, young, Black, Hispanic, y'all. You know, whatever goes on between me and the Hispanic race has nothing, y'all are not going to blow it for me because y'all trying to blow it for me with the young Hispanic race. Whatever I got going on Section A is not like Section B. Don't, to all those Hispanics out there that are good, don't raise your child in vain. Because what you raise and embed in your child is going to reflect whether you live a nice life or not, how you go to heaven or hell. If you get your child to what? We're just going to say a big shout out to everybody. If you get your child to watch an ATM, somebody type in their ATM information. And you know, this was one big, sorry, this was one big setup. It had to be a setup because no white men or white women or any other race except Hispanic was there. Now we're going to see how that is, if they come there and I've been there a whole year around the same time. So it's on camera. You can't loop-de-loop something that is recording unless you edit it over editing, and then you have to leave the original somehow. But it was nothing but Hispanics in there at the gasoline station when all I wanted was air and money to get air. And this has to be explained. This has to be explained. Like, I sat up there, I have to tell my story. But big shout out to the Pentagon, the FBI, the CIA, Donald Trump, Dylan Kebo. I have to tell my story about Santa Maria, but everybody, I just wanted to tell you guys, I love you guys. Seriously, I love everybody I hashtag, except for my enemies that I hashtag. But you keep your enemies closer. So anyway, now that I got that out the way, now that I got that out the way, you know, let's see, Santa Maria. So I got there to Santa Maria September 1st to 2021. But I'm gonna tell the whole story as it needs to be told. And we got how long? I don't know, but we're gonna make sure we tell our story correctly. So let's do it. 5 seconds. Five, four, three, two, and thank you, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you. One day I will be editing this. So welcome to the Kimberly Cloud Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cloud. I just wanted to say I took y'all on a journey, a deep, 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 deep journey of what it's like to go through basically everything. And I want to take you on a even deeper journey towards what happened to me in Santa Maria that I know isn't going to happen here, but it's trying to happen because of the cartel and the secret government organization that is here. It's one in every city, major city, or on the outskirts. They have a cartel in every major city. If you see people like the cartel funds the Mexican restaurants, I want to give a message. I want to give a message. I am not playing no more. Everyone has to know that I am being watched by the FBI and Pentagon. You have to be the world's stubbornest or most mind-controlled individual. Thought I was going to say dumb, right? How can you not fathom that I'm being watched? How can you not fathom? So why is it this is a sick, sick world we're living in? And I am not, I'm done. I'm going to silently start talking, my voice, documenting everything. That's the future. I had to take you in the future. And I'm going to silently tell housing, which I did today, about what La Vista did to me, which was in the past. They kept my deposit of $1,500 and was already proceeding to evict me for some bogus reason, which was in court and said in court as they issued a restraining order on me for nothing, for speaking out. Now let's look. I'm kind of rewinding and going backwards. So let me tell you the story backwards. So the last known thing that happened in Utah, start with the chain of events. I won't spill everything in lieu of my protection, but I have sought to go to housing, and I am done playing games. I'm going by Homeland Security, and they don't play here. But thanks to La Vista, which she's going to deny, like she twisted her lie and said involve the police and then reneged. She's the only one, and the FBI knows this, that can look up and get a hit. Look up and get a hit. They have a system that shows your address. Even if you under the radar with the post office, even if you're under the radar with everything, as soon as you invite yourself to an apartment, and if you're still looking, you get a hit. So you know what I did? Because I fear for my life. She has connections with Social Security. She has connections with apartment, sister apartments. She has connections with the cartel, maybe, but I'm just crazy. I told her 3 months into me staying there that I was being harassed. I have it on paper. How would you feel if you were having a shower turn on the same time, which limits how cold and or how hot your shower get? How would you feel if you hear noises with your blinds down, and then you hear somebody that's very close to you shut their door? How would you feel if somebody in court, say something to the degree that they know what I'm about to do next? Which was irrelevant. Like they want to rage me up. All of them were in on it. Five Hispanic males. I saw three spaceships while I was out there. One spaceship came 3 days later. Five Hispanic males run up on me almost with weapons. And these aren't just the only reason I heard them is because these guns were machine assault rifles. Only people that have those type of guns mixed with flashlights and 9 millimeters are the cartel. Only people dress up in black and white hoodies are the cartel. I ran for US Senator. I saw the mayor. I saw the mayor twice. One time at Santa Maria Police Office Station, and one time she gave me a hometown banner. I even written her personally about the harassment as her being Mexican and a Democrat. I even wrote her personally and told her about, which is documented, giving her a big shout out, saying that Democrats and Republicans can work together. I wrote the congressman, Harbaugh. I called repeatedly because Mexican men were jacking off, looking at me while I was outside smoking a cigarette. I called the police, no leads. Did it again. They used to sit right behind me with beer cans, big bags of beer cans. Did Felicia say, no, she did not. Call again. What else happened? People started lying on me. People started lying on me. I called Juvenile Justice Hall. I called Juvenile Justice Hall. Guess what they did? They called me by my last name, which was Glover, after the FBI check. They used my thumbprint to get information. They hung up on me. The police laughed at me. Nicole messed up my project. They barely put me in Hometown Heroes. They barely put me in KSBY locally, Love Locally Owned. But the people that I hashtagged and I said thank you to, that I know you had nothing to do with it. The EVP. So tell me, why is it? Why is it that they were following me? Why is it that there was a nail in my car? Why is it that when I was at the gasoline station, they all followed me and got their daughter, which is on camera? One day it will be shown to look, their 14-year-old daughter. To look at my finger as I'm pressing in my pen. How would y'all feel if that happened to y'all? Teaching them young. How about that food you ate and you got sick? Or somebody that you would never know. You would never know. How about that fentanyl that's coming over here? That is by government chemist. If the police is dirty, whatever government official is making that fentanyl and spreading it amongst our American people, people are dropping dead like flies. People are dropping dead like flies. But this is what we want for our country: dead bodies, young adults trying fentanyl for the first time and dying. What do you think they're putting in that chemical? What do you think they're putting in that chemical? What do you think they're giving their Mexican people? Yeah, I'm schizophrenic. I stick with that. So deem me as that because I know the truth. But what do you think people that they're giving to those people. What do you think? Do you think they're giving them, if they're giving them something, and some type of fear drug, and some type of controlled mind? Like, if you think that it's out there on the World Wide Web that the CIA had mind control technology, MK Ultra. Do you think that nobody followed that path that they took and went beyond that? So when they come over here, they watch me. They watch people like the white woman that was in her house with a shotgun, y'all. A shotgun. A shotgun. And guess what happened? She told them to leave because they were illegal just crossing her path. And they smiled at her. They smiled at her. People in different cities, it was one major city, and this happened a week ago. I forgot the city. I think it was DC, a major part of DC. They refused to leave the hotel. What do you think our future is going to be like? Like I was telling y'all earlier, they are going to be putting bombs in certain people's car. They are going to be rigging certain people that future, like me, affects their future in a good way, because I'm rooting for all the young Mexicans and all the good, hardworking Mexican men and women. I don't want your vote. I don't want you to have to choose between somebody you don't know and your family. But what I want you to do is look at the situation that's happening. If you go again, if you have to be scared to go against your own family or your own friends and have that fear, I rest my case. Something is inside of you. I have no fear no more. Yeah, I get a little nervous, but all I know is y'all have to make the right choice for your future and not to get JoJo or El Numero or El Donald Trumpo over the border. Just to have your family. And you know, this person is committing crimes. You know, you have no intention on helping America. I know something is wrong when they say the same thing. I don't say the same thing. Think, people. What do you hear when you hear them making it seem like they're crossing the border? They say the same thing. I have kids and I want to make sure I get the food, clothing. America is a free country. I love America. Cut. Like, seriously, that's what they do. But we don't see the scenes when they sit up there and growl like a demonic being when they don't get their way, which is crossing the border, and act like they don't understand English when they're on our side of the border and they know English, but they just don't like me. So back to Santa Maria. I hate that I had to break it off with a major producer. And it's all because of the stuff that make me fear for my life. And I don't care if he was in on it or not. He gave me my props in Santa Maria. So did Tap TV. So did Santa Barbara, but I'm gonna have to let California go. I was going to apply with a major network, which I have their name documented, and I have Donald Trump's personal email address stamped too. And this major network sat up there and tried to rape me full of money. And it was another major network that did that too. A couple, five major networks in California wanted to rape me. The only people that truly gave me a chance was Santa Maria, Santa Barbara, and Ty. So imagine how many other networks I went to. They all 1,500, 5,000. Oh, I forgot about La Raza Radio. They are good Hispanic men. And I want to make this clear whether you like it or not, La Raza Radio, because everything I say, it can and will be used in a court of law. So pretty much, I love you guys, even if you don't like me because of what I'm saying. But this is about the future. This is about selfishness. This is about corruption. This is about if they could kill me, they would. I may talk like I'm not scared. I may act like I'm not scared, but I'm just one person. And as many of them, they have resources. You know what from now on I do? When somebody asks for a reference, I personally put the FBI. I personally put the FBI. I don't say JoJo from country radio. No, I don't say that. I personally put the FBI or CIA phone number, or maybe the NSA, because that's all I have right now. I don't have no friends other than the coworkers and the clients I interview, but I don't have nobody to come over my house, chill, other than the people virtually that I love. So I don't have no personal friends. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, always gotta explain myself. Anyway, so I feel like I don't have nothing, and I put the FBI and the CIA name on there, and people challenge that. Why are people challenging that are trying to get me locked up mentally, get me locked up physically? I have every right to tell my story. Every right. Those two judges that presided over me, those two judges that presided over me, guess what happened? Guess what happened? They were presiding because Gavin Newsom inducted them, or however the judge system works, into the system. And they asked them vigorous amounts of questioning before they approved their judge status. They literally can talk to Gavin Newsom. They go to events with Gavin Newsom. And from there, the police talk to the judges. And from there, the lawyers and the police talk to the judges. I know how it goes. I've seen way too many Law and Order commercials and shows. So let's say one lawyer don't like me and is trying to get rid of me, or make my show a clown show. What would he do? Well, let's see. He would talk to the judge. Any, many, miny, mo. And he would tell them, if not bribe them, if not, we would never know. We would never know because lawyers have connections to the judges, right? Don't they go in their chambers? Can't they see them at events? I've been trying to sue Marion Hospital. I've been trying to sue Marion Hospital for 6 months now. I am so happy that the judge said he was a wonderful judge, and I was being realistically honest with him. I was being myself, and he was being himself. Hopefully, he was being himself. I don't know how stuff is orchestrated, but based on what I've seen, stuff can get acted on, which means what I say is sometimes y'all discuss before the show exactly what y'all gonna say during the show, the pre-show, the chambers. So he will have an all access pass to any judge that touched my Marion Hospital record, which I have a messed up throat and I haven't been to the VA. Trying to figure out why I have blood now in my throat. Something happened while I was asleep. Somebody probably poked a hole and I'm probably bleeding internally. I don't know. But Dr. Weber gave me a shot in my throat. And now my throat is messed up. But I haven't been only once in Santa Maria. And when they strapped me down to the gurney, when they strapped me down to the gurney, my wrist hurt and my ankles. I am sick and tired of y'all playing me like I'm delusional when it's beneficial to you guys. So I figured out your game. I figured out all of y'all game. I'm sick of y'all playing me and making me look like I'm delusional when it's beneficial for you. So you can't get mad at me for being delusional and getting my money. I deserve monetary restitution because my throat, when I eat, will never be the same. I know the judicial complaint system. I'm not playing no more. I need to be respected with dignity, which I was in the chambers. But if anything shall change, I feel I have the right, based on everything I've been through in Santa Maria, with judges treating me like crap and taking everybody else's side and warning me about me speaking out my mind, just like they warned me by 5150 in me. They warned me by doing all this extra stuff to me. I can't be controlled in the way you want me to be controlled. I am not getting back on drugs. Any form other than one drug. So anyway, I remember being at the VA hospital in Santa Maria, and they sat up there, and I was talking to the young nurse, and I said a joke, and she just got mad. She was Mexican, and my doctor was Mexican, and everybody almost was Mexican. And she said, "I'm the one with the shot." She gave me the drugs. 3 days later, I ended up in the psych ward. strapped down to a gurney. Can't remember what happened for 4 to 5 days. I end up in Santa Barbara 4 or 5 days later. After they drugged me, I blacked out for 4 to 5 days. I have reason to believe I was raped. They won't give me the tape. They won't give me the tape. They followed me everywhere. Dr. Weber paid them off, probably, until I get that tape. I'm schizophrenic, right? You said I'm schizophrenic. You locked me up. So where's the tape? Prove me wrong. Show me sleep for 5 days. That is absolutely not happening unless you continuously drugged me. And now I feel sick. So anyway, I wrote everybody. I wrote everybody. And nobody cared. Santa Maria, I complained on a couple of officers on them. And they sat up there and they dropped the case, which I have the paperwork in my luggage. They said it was no evidence found that my officers did anything wrong. Per co police commander, the FBI, I told the police to leave the FBI alone because I had reason to believe that they had technology, and I don't know which side, which government had it, but I said somebody within an organization of a government, a corrupt government organization, I put it to you like that, have technology. I don't know if it's Wi-Fi or I don't know if it's radar, where it's pocket radar and it goes surrounded by how close you are to the individual with whatever you're holding, which we all hold our phones. The phone never leaves our hip. Different. Controlled. Manipulated. But nobody wanted to listen to me. I'm just some bat crazy woman. A nail in my tire. All the pumps in Santa Maria, within Santa Maria, that everywhere, like, who has the technology to see and catch every pattern that of a major gasoline station that has cameras connected to what? I'm naive. I'm naive. Who has the technology to see my car pull up in every gasoline station and pump my tire? Who has the technology to take out parts of the air pump so when you put air in, it sucks the air out? They rigged it to do that with the nail in my tire. And then I call them. They laugh at me. They must not have been recording per whoever was doing it. It's my word against theirs. Watch that footage get lost. Chess and mate. That was sick to be called a nuisance. Root canal. This system needs a root canal. Black, white, and Hispanic police officers in every race that's in the department that's corrupt needs to get extracted. Ethical, a root canal. We need to just extract them out. Extract them. Because they're working with the Mexican cartel and they're working with the Mexican police. Well, why? You know something isn't right when you notice that the Mexican police don't even work with the US police. You don't hear about Mexican police officers is cooperating with the U.S., let's say Texas police at the border of the Texas Mexican Mexican. We have to literally, something isn't right. That's why Trump didn't like it, because we literally have to pay Mexican people to navigate the border and patrol the borders. And they have to see their own people act like zombies. One Mexican said he's disgusted. He said he's disgusted. He had to drink every night to get over that crap. That's sick. We, the US, have to pay Border Patrol to patrol our borders when the Mexican people, the Mexican police, the cartel, what is their point in running their own people out? Who is paying y'all to live? How are y'all getting paid? I'll find out in due time. And I would like to say this before my time is closing. I would like to say this before my time is closing. I want to make sure that we extract those corrupt cops. They, if they become corrupt, they deserve a higher penalty, because we are taught and conditioned to believe them. They make us believe them. But you got the good ones that are taught. They are taught to lie, and they are not to, they are taught to get to the truth. And I get it. And that's why almost the good officers always back off, because they know I'm telling the truth. They are taught to do that, and I understand their tactics. Ask me how. I haven't been near y'all. I barely even talk to y'all. 911. I love you guys, especially all of you good officers. It's never too late, bad officers, to turn around. It's never too late, because one day you're going to have to answer to God. Whether or not I'm here, whether or not you see God in the future, you're going to see him. You're going to see something that you're not used to seeing. And I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna feel so stupid. Why would you want to lose your family in another life? Why would you want to lose your kids in another life? Why would you want to lose everything you have in another life and go to hell? Because you want to kill and beat a black man that didn't even resist. That is so weird to me. You know, I hate the fact that I have to tell the truth all the time. Sometimes I admire people that lie, because you know I never really lied. Looking back on my life, only thing I did was do, and that's how I know I'm going to heaven. That's how I know I'm going to heaven. I work for God. I work for all gods and angels and watchers and good people and guardians, which the definition of a police officer is a guardian. And what do? We watch. We watch, just like y'all watching me right now. And we got angels, we got goddesses, and we got God. And then we got God, which is governor of dimensions. And then we got the ultimate God. The ultimate God. The ultimate God. Like, there's only 11 dimensions. A lot of people, it's more, but in this dimensional world we live in, it's only 11. Some people debate this more, some people, but traditionally, the first people that came up with dimensions know that there's 11. Anything higher would collapse the frequency of the dimensions. God, y'all gonna have to meet God. And they're gonna rewind a tape on everything behind the scenes that you said and that you did, and how many times you've gotten, how many things negative you've gotten away with, and how many people you've lied and tied into your corruptness or paid off and got off on paying off. All of that, you would have to seriously one day meet God. And I'm okay with that. And just as God is watching, we got God-like technology out there. So whether you're saying it within a department or not, we will never know because you know where the recording devices are, but who watches over the police, the FBI and CIA? It goes in order. So whatever you're trying to cut off from recording is being recorded through the FBI. And if the FBI don't want to record something, maybe, then the CIA, and then the Pentagon got people watching. And then NSA got people watching. As many times as you've seen me hashtag, and I'm so hurt. I'm not trying to get nobody. This isn't tit for tat. This is telling my story. As many times as I sat up there and tried to give y'all a shout out and suggestions of the future, it hurts my feelings deep inside. But that's only 20. I only gave y'all 15% of me. But out of 15% of my emotional calendar, you rose my anger up higher. Even though I didn't give you me eternally, you didn't break me. You took my spirit away. You took my spirit away, Santa Maria. You took my good spirit away. You turned me into a demonic being. And if you don't believe me out there watching, I have to go on and say this. How do you spell Satan differently? Santa, right? That's Satan's territory. And that's why I refuse to work with anybody else in Santa Maria. Now, do you understand to the good people in California? I never intended it to be this way. I always wanted y'all to see success in me. But just like a Democrat would do, they hindered my success. They made me feel like crap. They didn't give me enough promotion. When I was talking, they try to take the mic away. It's all recorded. And the funny thing is, you'll see one day. But I broke those barriers. I'm a different type president, yeah. But my intentions are pure. I'm a psychic medium. You could say I'm telepathic. You could say that I have abilities, heightened abilities. It's factual. But certain people know this, like the government officials, in tune with everything. That's just me. I want to know about every subject that we know of on this earth in Gaia. I want to know about every subject that we don't know, that we're just now learning about. I want to know about everything. And do you think that one person that is 38% of her life in is going to learn about all of that within her whole life? I can't even learn about YouTube within my whole life. So I want to develop a cheat code. I want to develop a cheat code because I know the aliens are helping me. So I want to implant memories, find a device to implant not memories, but knowledge, virus free, break free, which means it's fail proof. It will not fail. I would work with Apple on this. You pay to get an education, all right, but this time between it's going to be a hybrid type thing. We're going to sit up there and have doctors that all they have to do, first phase, it's going to be photosensory imaging. And all you have to do is go, it's going to be safe. It's just like so many, I don't want to get into this, but photos, I'm not going to go into the but big respect to it. Photosensory memory. You place it near your head. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't, No. What it does is it implants through the photo, the type of technology that we have, and it implants a history. And so you'll know it. It downloads it into your neurons. So you have that memory in your neurons versus you having to physically do it. Now you can virtually and you can boom, boom. I know all about history from the beginning of history. I mean, it works good this way too, YouTube. And I'm not trying to put YouTube down, but that's what it's gonna come to. You go to the high school or you go to the college or whatever. If you're in a prestigious school, I don't know if they're doing test trials on that now, but that could be something that y'all work on. If not already, I know y'all done tried it already, but seriously, if people saying now that aliens do that, I feel like we should bring that technology to hand. Three space, I'm not going to talk about the three spaceships I saw because then it's going to branch back out. Like I said, I talk in verses and then I hit the subject online. So pretty much, I love what I do, man. I seriously love what I do. And I seriously want y'all to know that everything that I talk about is geared towards personal growth. I the aliens help me, and it's personal growth. And sometimes I freak people out and even freak out myself because what can you do with somebody that keeps saying stuff? Like that is not a threat. That is not a threat. Like how can you say White House and joke about and produce in masses gray aliens saying they come in peace, but I've been alienated like an alien. I have no friends, and you have to understand what I mean by that. I have no personal contact with nobody. All my family, everyone have abandoned and alienated me my whole life. I've been in danger my whole life. Is that a coincidence to be connected to aliens? Be a veteran, which I believe now that veterans are angels. Is it my fault to feel that way? Just because you don't see wings, just because you don't see nothing special, who has God-like technology? Who have God-like technology out there right now? You better respect people out there with God-like technology, because for them to create, like the man that created the GPS, like Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, like Elon Musk, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, the creators of something in the masses. And it all started government-wise with one brave individual, George Washington. I have a whole 2-hour conversation about him. Big shout out to him. I know his spirit is everywhere in this earth. If not reincarnated into someone, we would never know. But one thing I will say before I end it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I gotta chat. To say that, sir. Real quick, George Washington, our president, our first president, before he was fighting a war, during the war, he saw something like a spaceship, some big flash of light, and a black woman appeared towards him. This was on a documentary. I'm not lying. A lot of presidents have seen this black woman. This documentary talked about CIA. It talked about the black woman and the history of how he won the war. She told him how to win the war, and he did. Don't believe me. Look up your history. It's hard to find, but that'll be my next segment. That'll be my next segment. Hey, did y'all try that? One last thing. Did y'all try that 369 thing on the microwave? I have to say that. This is just a layback. The rest is layback until he give me the okay to end it, like in the next minute or two. But I sat up there, and just for some reason, I love playing with microwaves, and I never noticed it. But I just typed in 369 and it took me to 409. It calculated to 409. No lie. Do it on your microwaves. Do it on your mic. Some people gonna be like, put 369 on microwave. And then when you see what it recalibrates to, it's 409. Now let's calculate. Was it 409? Yeah, 409. So let's calculate. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. 9 plus 4, 10. 13 plus 1 is 4. So Father Time to me is not only Nikola Tesla, but if there's a Father Time, which I respect Nikola Tesla to the maximum. Wonderful, smart character. He died alone talking to birds. But if Father Time is somebody, and there we know the creator of time that created the worldwide time. I forgot his name, but I'm going to do a show about him one day. But there is a father beyond the Mayans and Sumerians. We know it's God, but so God told a secondary person, a secondary person, not even before Egypt, before something was recorded. And you can't lie and say that that's not factual or fiction, because they closed sections of the Bible and some people burnt it up. So why burn a Bible? This was before Egyptians, before Jesus, before when it stepped down on earth, whatever human form it took, God who created this or watched it be created and then came down in human form. Because if we have shapeshifters, if we have different things that are out here now, God can shapeshift. God could be any form. So it's just a powerful thing to come down as a human and watch night and day get born. Because I love that. I really. Thank you, sir. I love that. I love that he created two things to balance the world. It could have been another addition to night and day. Evening, but it could have been another addition to that. We have certain days where, or nights, or content, like, think about it, three elements. Day, night, evening. What about, like, seriously? It could be so many ways. God could have created, I respect God because God could have created all good people. And then, I laugh and joke and say, where's the fun in that? But I'm pretty sure God is like, you know what? In order to go do something and actually respect heaven, you must go do something. And that goes to everybody out there. Why is it so hard to and so weird when somebody talk about the Bible? What is so wrong? I'm talking about my calculations and probability based on what I've read. The certain scriptures that been shoved down my throat all these years. Look at people in power now. Do you think certain people, which is the bad elite, that are in power now, can make fully rational judgment on what's going on? Just like back in the day when they were creating the Constitution, you think our fathers were not like President Biden or President Trump? Not saying Trump is bad, or I'm being equal, but just think about that. What if it was Trump and Biden writing the Constitution? Let's say they reincarnated. Let's say they were part of the Constitution, people of the Constitution. This is theoretically speaking. You got one that's corrupt in my eyes, not saying to agree with me, but then you have another that want to make a good constitution for the black people. And you got one that just say, forget the black people. So, and then not to mention their history. Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe they're killers. Maybe they're pedophiles. So how can we accept the full Constitution when some things in it need to be revamped and revised? And y'all know it. They're going to be sitting on that reparations crap in California for how long? Until Trump becomes in office again. I'm going to speak it into existence, whether he does or don't. I believe in him. Everybody got mad at him with the Platinum Plan. Give me one more minute, sir. I'm not going to ruin this. Everybody gave him the Platinum Plan. No, he gave us the platinum plan. But what have anybody else done for us? That was a start. Yeah, some people on a radio station said, oh, it's just a piece of paper, one piece of paper, but they got a whole constitution. He's drafting something for the first time to help grow on. At least he's doing something for us. And I know something is amiss because my neighbor, Marty Kaiser, was my neighbor, and he is the person they did enemy of the state with, which is connected to the FBI in Hollywood. Not in a bad way, Hollywood. And so I just. Something's weird going on. I'm just trying to figure out what it is. I see a spaceship. I'm gonna end with this. I see a spaceship in Scranton, PA. I see a spaceship in Charlotte, North Carolina. I see a spaceship in Santa Maria 3 days before something bad almost occurred with me. Think about that. And I'm gonna end there. Let me end with this to Mr. Thank you. So I wanted to say thank you, everybody. It's been a pleasure. And I'm ending now. Thank you, Donald Newsom, and the whole team. It's an honor. Every day I get to, y'all on my team. Thank you, guys. And I'm gonna exit now. Take care, you guys. Be safe. I'm about to exit, starting with this. Thank you.